Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a glorious Wednesday morning. On the phone right now, we've actually got Michelle Nichols, who's the Director of Retail and Trading at St Francis Hospice. Morning, Michelle.
Morning.
How are you on this lovely day?
I'm really well and extremely excited to be with you today, especially after the 12th. You know, it's gone now. We're all open. So very excited. Thank you.
Fantastic. Oh, yes, because it all changed, didn't it, on Monday?
Overnight. Absolutely. We're open. So, yeah, it's been a long time coming and we're very excited.
I can imagine. Are you having any celebrations? Have you got any exciting offers for your customers?
We have. So closing down on the 18th of December, we all know that was obviously winter time, and we're now reopened to daffodils and spring. So we've got a fabulous offer for people. We've got 50% off of all of our stores.
Ooh.
On clothing, all coats, boots and et cetera, until the 24th of April. Just for 2 weeks, it's just a nice little welcome offer to welcome people back.
Now, I know, I mean, it hit everybody, every business around the world. But you have to get a ridiculous amount of money each year, don't you? How much is that each year you have to raise again?
Almost 11 million.
Oh, my word.
It's 21,000 is needed to run the hospice daily. And when you break that down, Mike, I mean, it's small bits really for us in store. You know, £5 spent in a shop could pay for a patient's daily meal. £10 could pay for the play materials for a bereaved child. And when you think of it like that, you know, people don't think that spending a fiver or a tenner is a lot. It really is. Every penny counts.
I can imagine it does. It's like, so lockdown for you was an absolute nightmare. I know you were doing a lot of online stuff, weren't you? Online games and bits and pieces like that.
We did. We done quite well with our online books, puzzles, anything. I think people just wanted to buy things.
Yeah.
And I think I was one of them people. And I think we've just missed, people have missed buying things and they've just missed seeing people. And we've had cakes brought to us, tea bags, biscuits yesterday. Were absolutely, you know, people have been so kind to the staff and volunteers, and they've really missed it as well. You know, you're a volunteer, you want to get stuck in and really support the hospice. We're very lucky here. We're very lucky to have a lot of special people.
Now, if anybody's listening right now and they would like to volunteer for the hospice, have you got any information on the website about that?
We do, yeah. Just go to our website and at www.sfh.org. We're there on the page. Application forms are there. If you can't do that, pop into any shop and ask for an application form, or come to the hospice and ask for an application form.
Okay.
You don't have to go online if you can't. It's not a problem.
Is there information on the website if they want to donate anything?
There is. It's all on the, everything's on the website. We've got, you know, that gets updated constantly. And again, if you can't get to that website, hopefully you can. If you can't, pop into a store and they can facilitate any support that's needed.
Okay, once again, the website address is sfh.org.uk. When I put this on our Phoenix FM website, I'll put a link to that at the bottom of the page, Michelle.
Brilliant. Thank you, Mike.
Well, Michelle, fingers crossed everything goes well. We want to see your shops packed and people buying loads and loads and loads of stuff, especially because it's 50% off, as you say.
50% off, absolutely. And, you know, and donate, you know, do have a look at your wardrobes. We all haven't been going out and perhaps things, you know, don't fit, they're not right. Donate them. We are open to donations as well. And I think just also for our Brentwood supporters, we have a nice surprise coming, hopefully in May. We're opening a new superstore on the high street.
Oh, wow.
That will be much bigger than we've ever had before, and it will have everything in it. So we are very excited to tell the Brentwood supporters that news. So again, another excitement for the high street.
Well, fantastic. Michelle, we're going to speak to you again in about a month's time anyway.
Brilliant.
Fingers crossed everything goes really, really well now your shops are open and there's no more lockdowns. We don't want any more of that.
No more. Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Michelle, you have a lovely day and I'll speak to you again soon.
Brilliant. Take care, Mike. Thank you.